Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel recently filed its opening brief to the Court of Appeals regarding a Virginia church. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Holly, this is Lighthouse Fellowship Church, and you've talked before to the pastor and some of the other people. They are really the real deal. They're genuine people. I want to get into that conversation.
They're truly a lighthouse.
They really are, and what they're doing is amazing. We filed a brief at the Federal Court of Appeals, what's called the Fourth Circuit, and this is our opening brief. We're continuing to pursue this case. Virginia still has a 10-person restriction, 10 people. Now, there's other places in Virginia where they've allowed some churches to have a few more people, but not in several counties, including the county in which this church is located. And some of the people just simply don't have internet. And by the way, this church does not have internet.
Correct, yeah.
There's not a lot of internet capability where that particular church is located. It's on the coast in Virginia. And this church serves, among other people, some people that have come out of drug addiction and even prostitution. And for them, this church is their only family. And yet Pastor Kevin Wilson, on Palm Sunday, had a church service with 15 other people besides himself, spaced far apart in 293-seat rated sanctuary. So 16 people totally, total in the church. And he was charged by police officers with a criminal misdemeanor, the penalty of which is up to 1 year in prison and up to a $2,500 fine.
I mean, that was pretty tragic for the people attending.
Yeah, can you imagine that?
And I think it scared some of them away right now. You know, he has such a love for the Lord, and the people do as well. So he's increased services, not to go over that magic number of 10, but some of the people have been scared away because of that. They're afraid that police will walk in again and issue them a summons.
Yeah, that's right. And for some of these, you know, they may have had too close of an encounter with law enforcement in
right.
their past lives. You know,
yeah.
the people have been really transformed by the power of Jesus Christ, and this church is their lighthouse, and that's a great name for this church, Lighthouse Fellowship Church. It really is a lighthouse them and for the community.
I mean, they take care of a lot of their physical needs. I mean, if they need to go to doctor's appointments, some of them don't have cars and don't drive, so they'll take them to that. They'll help them with medical bills or personal care services, groceries, whatever the need is. It's truly what the church should be, is being that lighthouse in the community. And he loves those people. And even he talked about at the front of the church, they have a box, like a trash can there, you know, and when those people feel convicted to get rid of their sin, which may be drugs or whatever, they can drop it right there, physically drop it in that can as giving it over to the Lord. I mean, that's significant. You can't do that online, even if you did have internet.
Yeah, right, yeah. You know? This church is an amazing church.
Yeah.
And it has a very special ministry. And yet this pastor, you know, understand this, on Palm Sunday, one of the two most holy weekends for the Christian church. Mm-hmm. Palm Sunday, as you know, Jesus comes into the holy city, Jerusalem, and then, of course, Easter, celebrating the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. And all of Christianity hangs or falls on that resurrection.
Right.
It's that last week. And so here on this very special day, 16 people, six people over the governor's magic number of 10 people, are in this 293-seat sanctuary, spaced far apart. You can imagine 16 people now with a pastor up front. So you got 15 people down in the pews, mm-hmm. maximum, in a 200 or nearly a 300-seat rated sanctuary. They can be very far apart, and they were. And yet the police came to that church, and when the pastor was done preaching, he gets charged with a crime.
Yeah, and of
Think
course.
Of that. I mean, in America, this is the United States of America. On Palm Sunday, he gets charged as a criminal for having 16 people, six people over the 10-person limit.
And of course, those police were following the governor's orders, and they threatened them that everyone attending will get it if they show up on Easter. Can you imagine not being able to show to church on Easter?
Yeah, they did not get a chance to come to church on Easter. These were individuals who have no alternative. So they didn't have any ability to have any worship service at all on Easter. And so they've been meeting now, but only within the 10-person
limit.
Right,
he's had to increase services, so he doesn't go over that.
And so he's doing the 10-person limit. So it'd be him and 9 people. The pastor and his family and 9 people.
Right. So he's willing to do that so that people can get into church and he can minister to them. But it's, you know, a hardship.
So here's what we did. We not only filed our brief, but we also brought some additional information that we've had opportunity to flesh out in the brief because we have more pages to do it. There's 2 things. Number one, in Virginia, before all the protests began, which we'll talk about in a minute, in addition to discriminating against this church, 10 people, but other quote-unquote essential businesses, including abortion centers and liquor stores and other big box centers, where they can have lots and lots of people, and that church only has 10 people. In addition to that, there is a provision in this state or order by Governor Northam that any nonprofit, which includes this church, obviously, mm-hmm. can have an unlimited number of people to feed them, to shelter them, which means to give them shelter overnight. So you could house them overnight for 8-10 hours. And you can also provide social services, which social services could be anything regarding counseling, for signing up for disability benefits, unemployment benefits, you name it. But as soon as you then wanted to have a religious service, then you have to drop down to the 10-person limit. Now, this church does these social services. So it can do, in other words, the governor's order allows an unlimited number of secular activities inside church buildings, including this church, unlimited number of people. You can feed them, house them, you can then give them counseling. But as soon as the pastor wanted to have prayer, some praise and worship, Bible study, or at the end of the meal, have communion, that becomes a religious service, and therefore you have to kick everybody out and drop them down to the 10-person limit.
Unbelievable. And, you know, we even had the Department of Justice filed a statement of interest in this case. So we have all of the support saying, this is wrong what you're doing, Governor Northam. This is wrong.
Yeah, it is. And so we filed that. And then in addition, some things happened since we filed the case. And that is all these protests regarding the so-called Black Lives Matter issue. And guess what the governor is doing in that case? Well, he's tweeting in favor of it. He's commenting in favor of it. He is participating in promoting them. He thinks it's a great thing to do.
In a mass gathering.
We're talking about mass gatherings.
A protest.
Unlimited number of people. No social distancing.
But you can't have 10 in church
and
or more.
No requirement that they have to have a mass. Just, you know, recommendations. But on the other hand, he's requiring everybody to have a mask. He's requiring people to social distance. He's requiring the churches in some of these counties, including our church, no more than 10 people. And yet, these same people that attend this church and the entire community can go out into the streets, into the parks, wherever they may go, into the city, and they can gather as long as they're gathering for a Black Lives Matter protest.
Well, and the same thing if they need to go to the store or go to, you know, where you're around a lot of people. Those same people go to church. But you're saying no more than 10 can be in church, but you can go to Home Depot and have however many in there.
Yeah, the same people could go
Makes
to the
no
Home
sense.
Depot, have no limitation. They could go to a mass gathering, no limitation. They could go to the church and have a non-religious meeting, no limitation.
That's blatant but discrimination.
But as soon as you have a religious service, 10 people.
Blatant discrimination.
Now, if that's not very clear in terms of discrimination on the basis of religion, nothing is. And there is no basis, no ability from this court, from this governor or any state to do these kind of restrictions. The Supreme Court has already indicated before that, in fact, you cannot prohibit someone from attending church. This is in the 1947 Everson case They said that that's clearly prohibited by the Establishment Clause for the government to prohibit someone to attend church. And that's exactly what's happening here. Continue to pray for this case because we have this one and many others still pending. Go to Liberty Counsel's website for more information, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.